Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, the seventh day of January, 2014, worldwide transmission. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. There is so much insane news that we're going to be covering and breaking down today, obviously. Chicago has smashed all records for the cold. New York City breaks 118-year-old record. Chill map across the United States. And in Europe as well, is just incredibly cold. Also, coldest air in 20 years. It's other parts of the United States. Solar pole is warmer. Hundreds stranded overnight on snowbound Amtrak trains. Power demand soars. Texas grid pushes to the edge because they shut down a large portion of our power plants under Agenda 21. Indianapolis mayor, in 10 minutes, you could be dead from the cold. Escape inmate turns himself in. It was so cold. Climate change groups seek new leadership as movement loses steam. Meteorologist, a ghost is closing coal plants. Also, MIT climate scientist takes on the warmest. Time magazine blamed polar vortex on global cooling in 1974. Al Sharpton is donning a white lab coat. That's some of the news I see up on Drudge. 90% of the United States is frozen. That is just some of the news on that front. All over the United States, the police are intimidating people into giving blood and saliva samples. Voluntary government checkpoints spark backlash. There should be a massive backlash. Also, we've got huge Obamacare news. We've got news on the economic front, huge news on the Fukushima front, and several guests that are coming up today. We'll be checking in at the bottom of this hour with Leanne McAdoo, who is in downtown Austin at Lavaca and Cesar Chavez, right in front of the Austin City Council, where there are groups down there on a hunger strike to force the city to remove hydrofluorosilicic acid and other poisons from the water supply. We're going to check in with her for about 10 minutes at the bottom of the hour. If you're out there driving, listening to us on the local AM or FM stations, it's important to go down there in the next 30 minutes and park, or to drive by honking, to drive by with your radio turned up, so that everyone knows that we are aware of what's happening, so that hunger strikes and other protests against fluoride, GMOs, you name it, can only intensify. Will we save the world with this one protest? No. But we will engage in the act of education, enlightenment, and resistance that will end up bringing the globalists down in the final equation. And that's what we're talking about here today. So it's now time to get down there. You can also meet some of the InfoWars crew, John Bound and Leanne McAdoo, who are now making their way down there right now. There's a ton of insanely important bizarro news up on InfoWars.com. MSNBC pundit calls on Obama to govern by decree. Decree means by dictate, or in the Latin, dictatorship. So to rule by dictatorship. Scientists discover conjoined gray whales dying near West Coast as other animals die in mass from the radiation. Meanwhile, they have professors in the news denying West Coast radiation linked to Fukushima, saying it must be red silverware. Yes, and elves, too, or maybe pixie dust. 500% radiation increase from red-painted disposable eating utensils. Seriously? Retired Air Force colonel with 3 graduate degrees is homeless and sleeps in a van. Well, there's laws against that, colonel. We're going to put you in a FEMA camp. J.P. Morgan pays $2 billion to avoid prosecution for its involvement in Madoff Ponzi scheme. New York declares state of emergency ahead of polar vortex winter storm. They ought to name the storm Lore.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide Tuesday, January 7th, 2014, worldwide broadcast. Nuclear and chemical physicist Dr. Busby will be joining us coming up later in the next hour for about 30 minutes to give us an update on the increased radiation levels slamming into California and the rest of the West Coast, all the way up into Canada and Alaska. I am launching a team of reporters, Jakari Jackson, Adan Salazar, and others to the West Coast. They're going to go to San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and all the way up the coast to Seattle, getting measurements every 50 to 100 miles. There are obviously citizen journalists everywhere going out and getting readings, some of which are 10 times normal levels. On average, in areas of San Francisco, they found levels 5 times higher. The county health department went out with their own Geiger counters and found exactly the same numbers. And we're going to send our reporters to near the same spot. We're trying to find the same spots they mention and list in the news reports. But then we're going to survey other areas. First, they're going to go to San Francisco. Then they're going to go up the coast, north, through Northern California, Oregon, Seattle. Then they're going to fly back down to Southern California and survey San Diego, Los Angeles, Long Beach, right down to the border. Then they're going to come back to Austin. So they're going to be gone a week. And they're going to be popping in daily with reports and on the nightly news, giving us their findings with 4 different Geiger counters. I bought 5 Geiger counters. We're going to keep one here in Austin and do our own test of seafood. It's really time to plunge into this and expose what's going on. So Dr. Christopher Busby will be joining us at the start of the next hour. And then William F. Jasper, he was on with us about a month ago, and he promised to come back in the new year to cover the convergence of global governance and how they transfer local and national and individual sovereignty to these unelected globalist corporate boards. So that is coming up as well today. We are going to have Leanne McAdoo pop in at the bottom of the hour for about 10 minutes in downtown Austin at the corner of Cesar Chavez and Lavaca in front of the globalist Agenda 21 command base known as the City Hall. Right out in front of the Willie Nelson statue, we're going to have Leanne McAdoo out there with the group that is hunger striking into day 9 now to draw attention to the deadly hydrofluorosilicic acid or sodium fluoride that's being added to the water supply illegally under the Geneva Convention against Forced Medication. And, of course, it causes lowered IQs in Harvard studies, you name it, gives people pancreatic cancer, bladder cancer, kidney cancer, bone cancer. All the studies are on record. It's incontrovertible. All the EPA and FDA scientists, literally the vast majority of them, have gone public and tried to get the government to change this. They had new regulations 2 years ago ordering it to not be used in pesticides anymore. It's so deadly. And it bioaccumulates in the plants. So it is truly amazing that this continues. It is a eugenics program. Now, that said, ladies and gentlemen, Chicago has smashed its all-time record cold temperature numbers. That is being reported on by NBC Chicago. Also, New York City breaks a 118-year low. Al Gore says it's caused by global warming. Average temp in the USA is 19.4 Fahrenheit, or quite a few degrees below freezing. It's freezing 32 on the Fahrenheit scale. So that's a good 14 degrees under there. Coldest air in many areas of the country in 20 years. 100 stranded overnight on snowbound Amtrak trains. Power demand soars. Texas grid pushes to the edge because about a third of our power plants have been shut down by not even executive orders, just global treaties circumventing Congress illegally. So the dirty plants right over the border are having to turn up their production in Mexico to all-time highs. The Indianapolis mayor says you could die outside in 10 minutes. You could, quote, be dead. Escaped inmate from the cold turns himself in. Climate change groups seek new leadership as movement loses steam. It doesn't matter if it loses steam. In Europe, in the United States, and in England, they're shutting down the clean coal power plants, even new plants that were built in Texas and in Wisconsin, brand new plants, some of them costing $1 billion apiece. The one in South Texas cost $3 billion. Took 7 years to build, and it's been closed before it opened on completion. There was a plant built up by Green Bay that cost close to $1 billion to be owned by the state and the cities. Totally clean-burning coal plant with the scrubbing systems. When you drive by a new coal plant, you notice it's got like 4 or 5 buildings attached to it. That's the scrubbers. Nothing comes out of it but water and carbon dioxide. Nothing. So they list carbon dioxide as a pollutant. The EPA does. And you now cannot have that plant. And so your electric cars get their power from coal, 50%+, and your homes get it. And so what's going to happen? Your power prices are going to what? Explode. And it doesn't matter if it's discredited. Now, I told you they were already doing this in Europe. They banned the new production of space heaters 3 years ago. They banned the new construction in Germany and other countries under EU rules of single-parent or single-family dwelling homes, daddy, mommy, and the kids. That is illegal to build new ones. You can only live in basically new coffin buildings, new coffin size 250-square-foot systems. San Francisco's doing it. New York's doing it. You can pay exorbitant prices in a special tax and get out of that bracket, but only the elite can do it. Then they could take almost all your disposable income and tax. So this is the bureaucrats have brought in austerity. That's to make you so poor that they can siphon off 90% of what you make. France is now doing this as well. Then they could take your tax money and build the robots to replace you in the factories, the robots in the fields, the robots to do the fighting, the robots to do the flying, and then you get it. Once we're fully locked down in coffin cities, in coffin buildings, in coffin apartments, then the loving bioweapons are released. And they're only building up the attacks right now, testing their new viruses. They admitted in the H1N1 shots, they added the year before the H1N1 itself as a, quote, tracer virus. And it wasn't a big scandal that, oh, secret testing in the flu vaccine. It was a minor academic footnote that they put H1N1 out a year before and then designed it as a basic viral form of biological nanotech, is what they call it, to mutate into H1N1 the next year. I mean, you're living in Buck Rogersville with total eugenics criminals doing whatever they want. Speaking of that, here's a CBS News report. You hear about a little girl goes in to get her tonsils out and flesh-eating bacteria eat her brain. Report, girl falls asleep up to 30 times a day after getting flu shot. And the insert says it can give you narcolepsy. I know about, I don't know, 7 or 8 people, some acquaintances, some friends, who didn't listen to me over the years and got the flu shot in Austin, who now have narcolepsy and can't drive, and epilepsy, or Guillain-Barré's, or all three. Two of the people I know have Guillain-Barré. They still have, years later, their hands are numb, their feet are numb. It's not the really bad type where you stop breathing. And then they fall asleep in traffic, and they have seizures now. Just a wondrous new system. I know a talk show host who had Guillain-Barré real bad for about a year. He still has a little bit of it. His toes are numb. And he still thinks I'm wrong, though, about it. It's good to take the shot and have your feet, your toes paralyzed. It's good. It's a good thing. And I'm wrong. You understand? Just like we're wrong about radiation increased levels being bad. But I told you this was coming. EPA proposes restrictions for new wood stoves. They say they're above the law. Supreme Court's ruled that Congress can't affect them. They can do whatever they want, and so they're dictators. Just as MSNBC pundit has now called on Obama to govern by decree, that video clip's coming up in the next segment. And they said they're going to cut the emissions you're allowed to put out of a fireplace or wood stove by 80%. And this has already begun all over California. We've gotten the calls and seen the little blurbs in the news where code enforcers come and give you tickets for your fireplace. And they're sending armored vehicles out to rural areas all over California as the test. And they show up with SWAT teams with no warrant and raid your house when they see smoke coming out to put a detector on it and say too much smoke's coming out. There's not even a law. They just, it's kind of like we caught Austin giving mainly old people and then taking their property with $2,000 a day fines back in 1997. There's a video of it on YouTube that we re-uploaded, and they give them $2,000 a day fines for 3-inch grass. And when we mowed the old guy's lawn who just had colon surgery for Roland Ellingson and tried to reverse it, they kept giving the tickets because we learned a realtor worked with the city, wanted his property. It was a gentrified area over off 37th Street, West 37th. Those houses go for millions today. And they still gave him tickets. They said, well, we just find that dead grass under that tree unacceptable, because the city ordinance said weeds debris, or anything that they find objectionable. They are God. Your garden in the backyard is unacceptable. Your stoves are unacceptable. They're going to ban everything. They're coming for you. They're not going to stop. They're criminals.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
We reported on this last year. David Knight, before he moved down here from North Carolina, was working with a free market group in investigations, and it ended up being national news when they discovered that universities under EPA grants were pumping massive levels of particulates secretly in onto students in the test to make them ill, to then claim that an incredibly low level of particulate is bad for you. Well, obviously, particulates aren't great for you. Obviously, if you go out camping for a week and sit around a campfire, you might cough some. All secondhand smoke isn't good for you. But they're going to use this to shut down people being able to have their own wood stoves and be self-sufficient. And there's massive studies about how potash going into the atmosphere helps create rain, helps fertilize, how the carbon dioxide is good for the atmosphere. It's what plants breathe. But obviously, it's not good for you to sit there and huff it and breathe it at point-blank range. Living is dangerous. Too much sun is bad for you. And they want to make it illegal to suntan. Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are. If you don't get sun, you'll die even faster. Can't live with it, can't live without it. Look at this. EPA proposes restrictions for new wood stoves. Fox News. And the issue is they propose it, have a public comment, and then they just go, oh, we're not going to implement the 80% reduction. It'll only be 50. And then the bureaucrats, and it's already begun, come after you. They're going to ban the space heaters you see outside that have natural gas in them. Totally clean. What do you think makes the atmosphere? The volcanoes and the water and the cycle. We need fire. We need, they try to stop all the wildfires around the country. They won't let them do the fire breaks so the towns burn down, but then they'll go out and leave all the deadwood out there and then go fight it once giant fires. You're supposed to have fires burning down large areas of wilderness to then replenish the nitrogen and other things of the soil. Again, they're taking normal actions and banning it and restricting it. But then they're genetically engineering and releasing salmon to the ocean that are four times the size of the others and will breed out all the other salmon within five generations. By the way, that's 5 years. That's already begun. They are just doing every psycho thing you can imagine. Nuclear reactors leaking everywhere. All sorts of corruption. All the weapons they've produced, all the nuclear weapons. And then EPA proposes restrictions for new wood stoves. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has proposed new standards for wood stoves that would reduce the maximum amount of fine particulate emissions allowed for new stoves sold in 2015, 2019. But then with it comes the harassment. They've already banned selling them in Europe. First they do this, just like the light bulbs have been banned, and then they to keep phasing it in. Maximum emissions would be reduced by one-third next year and by 80% in the 5 years. Fine particulate pollution is made up of solid particles and liquid droplets that measure 2.5 micrograms in diameter or less. The EPA currently certifies non-catalytic wood stoves if they produce less than 7.5 grams of fine particulate per hour. And it says this could be, you know, breathed and could be linked to heart attacks, decreased lung function. Yeah, when they pumped particulate in without people knowing it at more than 100 times safe levels. We exposed, David and I already worked here when this happened. We broke this last year and told you they were coming with all this. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, five times the radiation has been confirmed by the San Francisco Health Department. We're going to send our reporters there to talk to them. And they're like, oh, we don't know what it is. We don't know if it came from Fukushima. They can go look at those isotopes. They can do the test inexpensively. And they can tell where it came from. And you know where the stuff that hit 2.5 years ago from Fukushima came from? Fukushima. Berkeley and others did the test of what was in the rainwater they were collecting and other things and found in some cases 5, 10, 15 times the level of different isotopes. Generally 2 to 3 times. The government found out about what was happening with yellowfin tuna full of radiation and decided not to tell the public till a year later. This is the insanity, and it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and there's new breaking news about snow in the Midwest having high levels of radiation we're going to be covering. That's up on DrudgeReport.com on the right-hand side. It's an article that Paul Watson put out last night. Meanwhile, scientists discover conjoined gray whale calves dying near West Coast. Scientists have never seen that before. It's incredible photos of the whales with two tails. And it's two heads. It's just truly monstrously sad. We're going to break all that down, play the clip where MSNBC pundit calls on Obama to govern by decree. Well, they already are. And the bureaucracy already is. Oh, we're not worried about five times the radiation. We're not worried about huge groups of debris from Fukushima about to reach the coast. We're worried about your wood stove you turn on once a month. We're going to ban your fireplace. We're going to send inspectors in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Friday from 11 a.m. Central to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News. And, of course, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Tomorrow, David Knight's going to be sitting in, but I'll be calling into the broadcast from the road, going to my dear uncle's burial services, funeral out in East Texas. I am seriously dreading that. But it's got to be done to honor him. Great guy. So that is going to be coming up tomorrow with David Knight. Again, we have Dr. Busby popping in at the bottom of the next hour about the increased radiation levels and the media blackout and the state playing dumb about where the radiation's coming from when they know full well they can go out and test the isotopes anytime they want. We've got conjoined calves, or that's Siamese calves, basically. Whale calves washing up on the California beach. I mean, this is getting crazy. That's up on InfoWars.com We're going to be breaking all of that down. And I just saw during the break, and after Leanne leaves us, I'm going to cover this. I was watching CNN in the coffee room, because, again, we have TVs on from all the establishment state-run media. We also have big screen computer screens up following web developments and following DrudgeReport.com, WorldNetDaily.com, Infowars.com, the alternative real press. But it was Dennis Rodman with all the earrings and his stupid entourage from North Korea cussing and yelling at the CNN anchor, the establishment anchor, who tries to act like he's, you know, humanitarian himself when CNN's bought and paid for by other third world dictatorships on record that pay for much of its programming. We know that because of Amber Lyon blowing the whistle and others. The host is there criticizing Kim Jong-un, the stunted, demonic, supreme narcissist who has a seven-story pleasure palace and has his uncle fed to wild dogs and has his ex-girlfriend shot and uses mortars himself to execute his enemies who are, you know, chained up to poles. And you look at the crazed eyes of the ruling class there and how evil they look and how evil they act and how brainwashed the public looks. That's government. That's your total state. That's psychopath ruling. And isn't it perfect that some child emperor, third-generation communist royalty, authoritarian, hereditary dictator, in the hermit, nightmare, dark age, Stalinist hell pit that is North Korea, for all you that love socialism and all communism and all its great failures, all of you that are threatened by the individual, threatened by liberty and the animating contest of freedom, you want to make us all join your trendiness. This is what it is. Play a little bit of the video just for a moment, just without the audio, just to see for TV viewers watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, the ignorance of Dennis Rodman, the admitted drug addict, idiot, the trendy, with all of his moron followers around him, acting arrogant, defending Kim Jong-un. Dennis Rodman's been bankrupt repeatedly, is known to be a complete moron, a washed up, and there he is with a narcissistic, insane asylum North Korean dictator. And when you watch the film of them watching a baseball or a basketball game, all the dictators stand around looking. All the dictator's minions stand around just staring at Rodman and him, glowing on narcissistic power trips to be on TV worldwide and to be with Dennis Rodman. I mean, that's how disconnected they are. That I've hung out with, you know, his ex-wife, Carmen Electra, before at dinner in Los Angeles, and she seemed nice but not all that smart, and I wasn't that impressed. I sure don't care about hanging out with her, and I really, you couldn't pay me to hang around with somebody like Dennis Rodman. You couldn't pay me to be around that. I mean, that's how vapid and shallow it is that these people, whether they're Hollywood or whether they're U.S. politicians or dictators, they're a bunch of shallow sociopathic control freaks or sometimes psychopaths who are control freaks and are empty nobodies. And it just shows how when you worship the latest fad, the latest movie star, the latest music icon that the media pushes, Justin Bieber or whatever it is, when you follow that, because everybody says follow it, and you think you're buying into something that makes you successful, later you know how dumb it is. Like Britney Spears has been washed up for years. It's a joke. Michael Jackson, it's a joke. But the current ones, people won't admit it's a joke. But look at narcissism where they're worshiping Dennis Rodman in North Korea, and he's a total joke here in the United States. And we have to negotiate with a hereditary third-generation dictator. As an ambassador, it's Dennis Rodman the joke. This is what a joke big government is. This is what a joke big combines and monopolies are when they're not free market and didn't gain their success through competitiveness. This is what we've become. Turn up some of the volume, then we're going to our street coverage of the fluoride event, because it just sounds so incredibly mindless. It is so insane, so off the chart, so bizarre, so pathetic, and just illustrates how people are literally...
Take the abuse. Do you have to take the abuse? Well, we're going to take it. Do you, sir? Let me know. Are you going to take the abuse? We're going to take it. Well, guess what I do? One day,
ooh,
this door is going to open, because these 10 guys here, all of us, Christy, Ben, Dennis, Charles, all these, everybody here, we could just open the door just a little bit for people to come here and do one thing.
I just can't handle it. Get it off. But then the CNN scum that are worse than Dennis Rodman, worse than Kim Jong-un, because they're trying to wreck America, they want to turn it into that. I mean, you can have a wood-burning stove in North Korea. You're not going to be able to have one here. They can sit there and shake their heads and all feel good when they are all just as complicit in funding Al-Qaeda, supporting Al-Qaeda, promoting New World Order garbage. It's incredible. Now, shifting gears, Leanne McAdoo is downtown, and she'll be down there every day this week doing live coverage here on the syndicated radio broadcast, braving the record warm temperatures of global warming. If you just pay Al Gore money, carbon tax, and don't let people have cheap electrical power or shut down their wood-burning stoves, it would not be so hot right now. She's down there. It's about 110 degrees, like the equator here in Austin. And she is down there wearing gloves in the middle of this heat wave, I guess about 20 degrees out there, with some folks that have come down there to be part of the hunger strike. And we want to see those numbers grow throughout the week, ladies and gentlemen, for a group that is protesting the fluoridation of water 5 years after we bring scientists and researchers and toxicologists and PhDs to speak to this city. They ignore us. They spend over $1 million a year to put in our water that reduces IQ, gives you bone cancer on record, Harvard studies, you name it. But it doesn't matter. They keep putting it in there because they love us. They love us. They care about us. They're liberals. And so, Leanne, I'm surprised that you're not, you know, that you're not wearing lighter clothes out there during the heat wave. How is everybody handling the heat wave out there?
You know, I gotta say, it feels great out here today. It could be the 5 shirts and 2 pairs of pants I'm wearing, but, you know, I'm feeling good. We are getting a big crowd out here right now, some patriots and lovers of liberty in America. So many trucks are driving by honking. We're getting a lot of support today. That's what it takes. When we get people standing out here and showing that this is important to us and bringing light to this issue while the elite sit up there in their ivory tower and look down on us, they see this group is growing. We're getting fed up. I'm out here with Jason and Nicholas. You guys, you're on day nine of your hunger strike. You spent the coldest night of the year, record-breaking temperatures last night. You spent it outside. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling thrilled that the sun is out and shining. There's no clouds. It's a clear sky. There's not even fake clouds. It's just complete blueness, and it's warm. And
how about you, Nicholas?
Refreshed. It was really good to get some good sleep last night. We doubled up on sleeping bags, so it actually stayed pretty warm. It wasn't too bad. Got some face masks from supporters. It was really nice.
All right. I want to have Josh, who's out there, or is it John Bowne with you, hang around and show the crowd that's behind you. Because I heard them cheering earlier. And tell folks to cheer for getting the deadly poison out of our water. Come on, folks. Yeah.
Getting the deadly poison out of the water.
Woo! That's awesome. And, again, I hear a lot of trucks honking. We need more people to show up down there. And everybody needs to be down there tomorrow at 12:30 is when we need people to come out as well against fluoride. And who's this young man?
I've got a thought criminal right here. This is Alex Cobb, and he might be giving Little Jones a run for his money and his show of patriotism here. Why do you want to let the world know what's wrong with fluoride?
Because we don't want our pets drinking poison.
Exactly. Exactly.
We hey, that's a good angle with the trendies explaining it really hurts animals. Because the trendies hate humans, but if we explain it's being done to dogs and cats, now that's an idea. Go ahead.
Let's see your sign.
He's got his little homemade sign. It says,
there's poison in our water. We don't want our pets to drink poison. And this guy actually just schooled me, and he recited some of the Bill of Rights. He gave me my amendments, doing his thing. Guys, why are you out here? What do you think about the poison in the tap water?
I think it's horrible. We're being forcibly medicated. It's just absolutely horrible. I don't know why they're doing it. I mean,
it's because they love us.
What is stopping?
Because they love you.
They hate us, actually. They hate humanity. It's... I mean, there's Harvard studies that have proven that it's lowering IQs. It's giving us all sorts of cancers. I don't know why it's in there. I mean, who can explain to us? I want to have a conversation with the city council members. Why aren't they out here talking to us? They haven't answered any questions about why there's fluoride in the water.
You know, that's a good idea. I think everybody should stay out there till noon, and then it's your city, it's your city council. You should all go into the city building and try to go to their offices and talk to them. Leanne, you could pop in at the bottom of the next hour, you and John Bound, and you could go in and demand to talk to Mayor Lee Leffingwell.
Exactly. Well, the city council, they're quite aware that these guys are out here, that they're on day 9 of their hunger strike, and they're pretty much just put their blinders up. They don't want to draw any attention to the fact that people in America are on a hunger strike. I mean, that is unheard of. It's just like when the guy emulated on the lawn.
Or emulation, I think's the word. I can't even say it.
And the mainstream media was like, oh, some guy just set himself on fire at the D.C. Memorial today. No, this is real. People in America are getting tired. It doesn't matter how much fluoride you put in our water. You're not going to make us all docile. We're not going to sit around. We're not going to take it anymore. This is what we need to show these people. This. Have you seen the warning label?
Yeah.
Have you seen the warning label for hydrofluorosilicate?
Hey, wait a minute. That's how they shut down a lot of the things in Tennessee and places whenever they're sick and tired of them trying to raise taxes. We should ask all the truck drivers on I-35 and everybody else. I know you're getting gouged. You can barely afford the gas. They got police checkpoints, a white glove inspecting. We need all the truckers and everybody else to go drive around city headquarters, the city hall, to drive around Cesar Chavez and Lavaca in circles, honking their horns until 5 o'clock. Even if you're on the other side of town, folks, just come do it randomly at different times. Do 4 or 5 circles honking. Let's do it right now. Everybody start driving around in circles, honking around the building to let the criminals inside know we're not going to put up with them paying mafia groups to put $1,100,000 a year of deadly poison in the water from communist China. Go ahead, Leanne McAdoo.
Exactly. We are paying $800,000 a year for the city of Austin to put hydrofluorosilicic acid.
Well, they must have lowered the price. Well, that's a deal then.
Yeah. If you, I feel like we're paying them to only put 0.7 parts per million in the water and not any more. If you look at the warning label, for those on the radio, we've actually tweeted this out at the InfoWars reports. If you're on Twitter, you can see the warning label. It says, poison. It's got the skull and bones. Do not take internally. Avoid contact with skin, eyes, mouth, clothing. Avoid breathing. Use rubber gloves, respirators, all that. And then up here in the small print in the corner, directions for water fluoridation. What? That is insane. How do they get away with it?
Well, they say don't swallow any of the toothpaste or call poison control immediately. Then it becomes obvious it's a poison. Only take a little bit every day so you'll quietly die later and no one will know why.
Exactly. And there are groups that are working here to try and get the city to put a warning label on the water. And that's one good first step. But this is an election year. This is the time for people to really take a stand and let our representatives know that if they are not actually representing us, we're going to get them out of there. We're voting them out.
And I totally agree. And again, this is bigger than Austin, bigger than the U.S. In Europe, in Canada, in Australia, they're removing the fluoride out of the water in major cities. Then the feds are coming in and paying millions of dollars in lobbying in the case of Tampa to put the fluoride back in. Now they're voting to remove it again. The battle goes back and forth, but resistance is victory. Tell folks I want to hear their victory roar against those criminals inside there.
Or against the criminals!
Yeah!
Yeah!
All right. pan around, more people are starting to show up out there. What are there, about 20 people out there, Leanne?
I'd say there are about 30 now. We've actually got some people passing out flyers on opposite corners so we can hit up all the cars that are, it's a kind of a five-way.
You're engaging in First Amendment? That should be banned. How dare
that's,
you?
That's what we're doing out here. We are addressing, redressing for our grievances.
Yeah, I want big trucks driving in circles around there, laying on their horns. And then I want them, and if people do this all day, just truck drivers, as you come down by downtown, do five circles, if you're on I-35 anywhere, and citizens, you name it, drive in circles around there, let's start honking, and then let's do it all tomorrow. Let's converge at 12:30 noon with your cars to drive for at least 10 minutes around it, honking to let the scum inside know that we're aware of their criminal activities.
And it's so encouraging to all of our listeners that are driving by, people that are slowly trickling in. It is so encouraging when you're standing out here, 9 days of a hunger strike. At first, just started out, you too, you know, they were just sitting here, you know, by themselves.
And you ran into them, Leanne.
Yeah, and now look at this. The crowd is slowly growing. It's only going to encourage these guys who are planning on being out here on a hunger strike until the 23rd of January so that they can go to the first city council meeting and bring this up, which I'm pretty sure the city council plans on trying to ignore this and not bring
sure,
it up.
Sure, sure. I want to talk to more of the people when we come back. How dare her say fluoride's bad? Radiation's good, too.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
right, folks. We are back live. And we've got the crew down there on the streets here in Austin, Texas, where we broadcast from worldwide. Leanne McAdoo and John Bowne are down there reporting. She'll be back on tomorrow at 12:30 Central. More trucks and cars are driving around honking. More people are showing up surrounding the building, handing out flyers. And, of course, they're down there in record cold temperatures here in Austin, Texas. There's a hunger strike going on, and folks staying out there 24 hours a day to draw attention. Now, the people inside the building know if we ever expose that eugenics never ended and is ongoing with forced medication with a deadly poison to brain damage us and give us cancer, then the whole house of cards falls that they were a nanny state that loved us. No, they're authoritarian dirtbag scum. Leanne, any other points, and who's this gentleman you're standing with?
Well, first of all, I think it's ridiculous that people are still looking to the mainstream media and to the government to give us the official count on the radiation poisoning. I mean, they are actively poisoning our drinking water. Do we really expect that they're going to tell us about how deadly the radiation is, that we're going to be Geiger countering on the beach in California in a day? It's ridiculous. I'm standing here with Scottish John.
Hello, Alex. How you doing, pal?
Oh, hey, how you doing, buddy? I've met you before.
But here, in the land of the free and home of the brave, I didn't come to live as a slave. And those magnificent seven deadly sins with their fat fluoride-free butts on that bench in City Hall need to leave town and take the fluoride with them. End the message. All the best to you, pal.
Hey, Leanne, I want you to get his name and number. I've run into him four or five times over the years. I want that guy to cut ads for us. You cannot ignore that great accent.
Hey. I've tried all day. That's wonderful. Yeah. And here's Eric. Look at this guy. He's got his filtered water and his nascent iodine.
That's a terrorist right there.
He is a terrorist. Eric, why are you out here?
Just to remind you, support everybody that we're under attack, and, you know, it's time to stand up. And, you know, get this fluoride, especially from our kids. It's our future, and, you know, everybody for that matter. And detox ourselves, and that's what I'm using, this nascent iodine, every
wow,
day.
Wow, we even got product placement. Well, thank you, brother. God bless you. That's how we fund the operation.
Dangerous. He's a free thinker. This is very, very dangerous.
Incredible. Well, tell folks, great job for me, Leanne. And we're going to be back with you tomorrow at 12:30 in the middle of the show, and the crowd will only build. Thank you so much, Leanne McAdoo and John Bowne for InfoWars.com. Yeah! All right, pan around, show the folks that are gathering there. There's more folks behind right there. If he'll pan around towards the back, towards the other side. And we got people going around the building and cars driving around honking. You want to see a lot more people out there tomorrow at 12:30. But they were saying people are coming down there continually giving them support. So wonderful job. Thank you all. And again, folks, if we ever get people caring about what's happening, if we ever force the issue, we're going to turn the entire tide. We are already getting fluoride taken out of hundreds of towns, dozens and dozens of major cities in the U.S. alone. It's happening. It's happening. And lawsuits are being filed. You name it. We are taking action. Briefly, speaking of fluoride, we developed the nascent iodine with five other things like Shilajit and other stuff that is known to draw fluoride, heavy metals, out of the body and to block radioactive isotopes going into the glands. And that's what the fluoride shield in the double the size bottle than the survival shield is at InfoWarsLife.com. We will sell out today of the nascent iodine survival shield that we have, but more comes in a few weeks. You can still order it, and it'll ship out as soon as it comes in. But if you want the survival shield or the fluoride shield, that's also how we fund a lot of our operation here while helping folks. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and check out our Patriot Blend Mexican coffee.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.